85.
It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show with Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And our guest this morning is congressional candidate Monica Trinnell. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Robin. Good morning, John. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, Monica.
So you're going to do it again?
Yes. Well, I'm going to continue where we left off. We came very close to climbing to the top of a high mountain, and it's unfinished business for me. And so we're going to take up where we left off and finish the job we started.
I don't know why anybody is surprised at this. When we spoke with you after the election results were announced last time, you had pretty much indicated that you would just pick it up again when the time came.
Well, I think for me it's really important that we dust off the purple DNA of our state and that we have people working for us who are from here, live here, work here, play here. This is my home. I don't have another one. I don't have a spouse who lives in California and calls that home. And I think Montanans really want somebody who's a champion for Montana. So I'm here for the working people of Montana, as I've always been. And this is the work that I set out to do. This is the work that I want to do. And I want to represent our home and the people, my neighbors, our teachers, the law enforcement, you know, the people who are the engine of our economy. That's who needs a voice in Congress, and that's what I want to do.
Is there one particular issue that really got your hackles up and you said, I'm going to go fix this?
Well, I don't think that there's necessarily a single issue. I think the wealth disparity that we're seeing right now, the economic policies that Ryan Zinke has favored, the votes that he's taken that have supported his corporate donors. I mean, Zinke took $500,000 from ConocoPhillips in the same year that corporation recorded record profits. He voted to sell our American gas into the international market, which has driven up our gas prices at the pump and driven up ConocoPhillips' profits. This is all about him and for him. And I think that, you know, taking on that kind of corporate greed and the purchased politicians that they buy to vote for them in Congress, that is absolutely wrong. So I think, you know, the large umbrella issue is really fairness and representative democracy.
How are we going to manage this? We've got 345 people in Congress. You'd be one. What's your strategy for that, Monica?
Well, I think it's what it's always been my whole life. I mean, I'm one of 10 kids, and, you know, I'm used to making my voice heard in noisy places. I have the heart and the lungs to be a champion for Montana. I think if you look back at the purple history of our state and the really effective representatives that we've had, both on the Senate side and the congressional side, I mean, Thomas Walsh, Burton Wheeler, Jeanette Rankin, Lee Metcalf, Mike Mansfield, Pat Williams, Senator Tester, who has worked so hard to pass the Infrastructure Act, which has resulted in the broadband deployment that we're seeing now for rural Montana. I think what you see are effective voices for Montana who are competent, who are engaged, who listen to Montanans, and who work for us in Congress. So that's a long story, a long tradition that I want to take my part in that tradition for Montana, because this is an incredible state with, you know, we've had great representatives, and I think you can be effective if you are willing to be pragmatic, willing to work with others, set aside politics and just take this as a, you know, look, what are the pragmatic solutions for our state and for our country right now?
Okay, it sounds like I've heard you mention purple twice, which is a combination of red and blue. Does that mean that your focus is not bound to either side, but is right down the middle?
I think it's about getting things done for Montanans. I mean, you know, people are sick of the noise and the partisanship and the bickering, and I think it's time to say, look, folks, how can we actually get things done and work for Montanans? And, you know, I've been doing that in the last 6 months. I've worked for Montanans, and, you know, I've worked for our ag community. I've I've represented Montana in a Montanans in a rate case. Northwestern is seeking to hike our rates by $170 million, which, although you have Flathead Electric, you will be affected by, because Northwestern's gas side serves the Flathead. You know, Walmart was an intervener in that case. So, you know, I've worked for Montanans, and I think it's just really about, look, how can we get, what are the problems we're facing right now? Flathead Lake is low. How are we going to fix that in a meaningful way and not just call for superficial Band-Aid solutions like Zinke has done that don't actually mean anything? We need to address real change, take the opportunities that exist right now, and advance solutions for everyone.
Monica, this is came out this morning, and I asked this question because the Republican Party has really tagged the Biden administration, particularly, and Democrats in general, with inflation. It's all the Democrats' fault. And then today we find out we're doing a pretty good job of whipping inflation, it sounds like. Down to 3% is the latest report this morning from the Consumer Price Index. You think we're doing the right thing?
Yep, I've seen those reports, and I think that this was always something that the, you know, the Federal Reserve was doing the right thing, making small tweaks at the right time, being responsive, trying to take things in the right direction. I think the larger issue that is one that I am tackling and want to take on for Montana is that corporations have raised prices. They took advantage of the pandemic and raised prices and didn't ever take them back down. And so that upward spiral has continued. Prices are still high. They've continued to go up, and unnecessarily so. So I think while we have tackled inflation and we've done the right thing and we've, you know, we've been able to bring that down and manage it, I think that the issue that I'm still concerned about is high prices for regular folks. Like, you know, everything that you buy at the store, your groceries, and, you know, the cost of food is going up. And, you know, Ryan Zinke voted to reduce the food benefits that are available in the Farm Bill at a time when thousands of kids are going hungry across western Montana. So, yes, that's moving in the right direction. The Federal Reserve has done a great job, but I think we still need to be paying attention to what corporations are doing to jack up prices and to hurt everyday Montanans.
Well, I've been suspecting all along that this has been more about price gouging than inflation.
I think the data bears that out. I mean, corporate profit margins are at an all-time high. Since 2020, they've just been up, up, up. And look who benefits from that. I mean, people like Ryan Zinke, who took $500,000 in 1 year from ConocoPhillips. That's wrong. Those are not the kind of people that we want in Congress representing us and working for us. And he's not. He's working for ConocoPhillips. So we need to change that. And I'm in the race because I want Montanans to have a voice for Montana.
So you're making your announcement here in Flathead County today. Where are you going to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Natural History Museum, at the Northwest Montana History Museum. So, yeah, that'll be tonight at 6 o'clock. We'd love to, you know, have folks join us. And super excited to be in the Flathead. It's, you know, a critical county in Montana, and there's been tremendous growth in the Flathead, and I think there's a lot of issues that are, you know, pressing on us that we need to work together to solve. So I think the Flathead Valley is an incredible place in Montana, and lots of challenges, and with that comes lots of opportunities.
Well, if this conversation we've just had is any indication, Monica certainly is not afraid to engage with you and answer any question you might throw at her.
Bring it on.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, this is the people's house, and it's the people's work, and if we can't answer the people's questions, then we don't belong there.
Monica Trunell, thanks so much. Travel safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Robin. Okay. Look forward to talking to you again.
All right, take care.